Boo.
Good evening, Your Highness. I swear, that invisibility spell I cast gets you every time. Oh, come now. There's no need to start a pillow fight. Well, not unless you really want one. But I warn you, in addition to stealth magic and stealing, pillow fighting is one of my top skills. Oh, a hug works fine too. Oh, I missed you. I'm so sorry it's been so long. You know how it is, my little rosebud. It's not an easy life for a thief these days. The guards seem to be getting smarter and smarter every day. I know you don't like when I steal, but I have been listening to you. Yeah, I'm more selective with who I rob these days. I try to, like, you know, only go after the worst types of people. You know, the ones who really deserve to be robbed from. And a portion of the loot I steal goes to orphans, so it's even better. I'm like that old story. Robin... Oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, a dashing hero, aren't I, darling? Or am I more of a handsome rogue type? What was that for? Oh, come here, you. I've missed you. Mwah. How have you been? Anything exciting? Really? You'd think being the heir to the throne and all that would be a little more interesting. How many boring ceremonies and public appearances do you have to do anyway? Boring. You should really come out with me sometime. Well, maybe not on a heist, but I know all the fun spots in the kingdom and beyond. We'd wrap you up in some sort of disguise. No one would know you're the royal heir. And we'd give you a break from, well, all of this. Oh, come on. Have you no sense of excitement? Surely you must be bored out of your mind doing all of this. Well, I'm glad to know our little meetings at night provide you with some entertainment, at least. It's not every night I get to entertain royalty, after all. Or rather, royalty entertains me. It's also not every night I break into a palace of all things. Oh, I've gotten myself into many, many prestigious places I didn't belong in. But this is on another level. Do you remember the night we first met? Oh, but baby, you know I like reminiscing. I get happy when I think about you. Mwah. I love you too. You have such a nice view from this window. It was right there, by that pot. That's where you found me. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure that if anyone was going to detect me, it would be, well, an elite guard or a knight, not the heir to the throne. My acting was not that bad, thank you. Come on. You totally almost bought it when I said I was a guard who had lost his uniform. Not even for a second? You're too smart for me, Your Highness. Why didn't you call the guards anyway? Coming closer, are we? Because I was just that charming, huh? I should count myself lucky. When I met you, I knew immediately I'd found something far more valuable than any of the loot in the palace. Your face has gone red again, my little rosebud. It's adorable. And how is your magic coming along? Still learning about the healing arts, huh? It suits you. Because you're caring, sweetie. You'll make for a fine healer, I'm sure of it. Oh? And what's this surprise spell you're working on? What do you mean that's the point of a surprise? Come on, that's no fun. You've got to tell me, I'm your boyfriend. Fine, fine, I'll wait till it's ready. I'm sure whatever it is, it'll be absolutely incredible. I have missed you so much. I really have. When I'm away from you, all I want to do is come back. I wish our lives were normal. That we didn't have to love in secrecy like this. Yes. Yes, one day I do intend to put this life behind me. I wish it had never started. Especially not how it started. I'm cursed, Your Highness. I was raised rich, me and my family. I know what it's like to live in the lap of luxury. Or at least, I did for a few years. We lost it all. And I lost my family. Oh, it's quite all right. I've come to terms with it. It was many, many years ago. That's right. I've turned to this life because it was something I knew I could do. I've always been adept with stealth and illusionary magic. I enchanted my own 2 feet. Now almost no one can hear me coming. Picking locks and pockets proved easy. Eventually, I made a few deals and I found myself condemned to this. It's like, no matter how much I make, it's just never enough. Not for the sake of quenching my desire to steal, but never enough to live off. If I had that, I'd stop. That is generous of you, Your Highness. But I don't think you'd be able to give me your funds without anyone noticing. Besides, I could never ask that of you. I know I run cons, but I would never. I feel disgusted at the thought of siphoning money from you of all people. I'll be okay, darling. I'll find a way. I always do. Like I said, you're so caring. Never change, darling. Promise me. Good. It's pretty late. Why don't we get some rest? It's been too long since I've held you in bed. I would sleep better with you, too. Comfy? Good. Come here. Let me play with your hair. You always get so eager when I play with your hair like this. It's one of the many things I love about you. And I know just how to do it, don't I? Your head is moving to my hand. It's adorable. Hey, darling. Do you think we'll ever have a future where we can be a relatively normal couple? I don't know how either, but one day, I would like to believe that's possible for us. Rest well, my love. I'll see you soon enough. Ugh, who the hell could be knocking this hour? You forgot about what? Does that royal appointment really matter? Come on, stay in bed with me. Tell them you're, like, sick or something. Oh, fine. I'll just go be invisible in the corner or something. They won't suspect a thing. What? What do you mean they'll detect me? How could that even be possible? I'm like the best illusionist in the land. They have familiars with them. Oh, fine. I must be gone and live. Or stay and die. I'll come back tonight. I only have a bit of business to take care of. No, it doesn't involve stealing this time. Nothing like that. Well, looks like the garden is empty. I'll go out through the window. Farewell, farewell. One kiss, and I'll descend. Oh, baby. Every time. One day, you'll get the jump on me instead. Oh, I am sorry for teasing you. But I do hope I can help wind you down after a stressful day. Well, yeah. I can see the stress radiating off of you from here. Oh, baby. What's wrong? What happened today? Come here. Sit down with me and I'll play with your hair as you tell me whatever you need to, okay? Good. Better already, huh? Now, what was bad about your day today? Oh, no, really? Being the heir to the throne is tougher than people realize, huh? It isn't all just fancy dinners and posh balls. You poor thing. It's okay. I'm here now. Me? Oh, easy day. Don't worry about the business I had to attend to. I won't overload you with yet more on your plate. Rest assured, I am well. I just had to meet with someone. Have you been up to anything else, sweetie? Anything even slightly more exciting? You know, my offer about taking you out of the castle grounds sometime still stands. I'll make it a night worth remembering. What's that? Your special spell? Well, now I need to know what it is. Aww. When did you find the time for it? Makes sense. If I had that terrible, no good day, I'd want to come straight back and work on something for you as well. I'm glad it took your mind off things. You must have been waiting all evening to show me. I'm glad I could make it tonight. Into the garden, huh? If you insist, Your Highness. I'll jump down from the window, and I'll catch you, okay? Rapunzel, Rapunzel, lay down your golden hair. Oh, come on. That was funny. Oh, whatever. Just jump and I'll catch you, okay? Gotcha. You know, Your Highness, you look pretty good swept up my arms like this. Red as a rosebud again, are we? What a sweet thing you are. Look at us. It's like I'm your noble knight, here to rescue you from the great evil something. I don't know. Anyway, you'd almost forget that I'm an infamous thief for a moment. Your laugh gives me life. You're sure no one will see us out here, right? Good, good. Well, I guess I could be persuaded to lay you down so you can perform the spell. Mm-hmm. You see, I've become rather fond of holding you in my arms. So, I'm afraid you'll just have to persuade me to put you down, my sweet. A kiss, my dear. Those are my terms. Take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. If you refuse, I'll have no choice but to hold you here all night. And I'm more than happy to do so. You think my arms will tire out first? I guess we'll just have to find out, won't we? That'll do, my dear. That'll do just fine. Nice and easy. Now, my dear, what is it you would like to show me? Oh. Oh. What a wonderful flash of colors. Oh, it's... Is that a vision of us? You found a way to recreate memories. It's like a projection of us. This is incredible. This must be our first meeting. That's why you wanted to go into the garden together. Ah, and there I am, hiding behind the rosebush. Is there a way we can hear what they're saying, or can we only see it? Ah, fragments, right. No, Your Highness, I wasn't hiding. Oh, that is embarrassing to hear. You're right, I was a terrible liar. You'd think a con man would do better. Incredible. We can really hear these whispers of the past. Well, it's fitting you have roses in your garden. You're more beautiful than any of them. But roses are sharp. And if your family saw you flirting with a thief, I'd find out just how sharp they are. I think I much prefer the bud of it. Maybe you can be my little rosebud. Did I really say that? That's cheesy. But it worked on you. Oh, it's over? The colors! They're turning into smoke. Hey, hang on. It almost looks like a letter. K. For Chiron. And that's your initial. Surrounded by a heart. Ah, you romantic. How long have you spent working on this little surprise? Well, I have a little surprise of my own. I wanted to wait for the night I could take you out like I said I would. But now feels just as fitting. I made this for you. A pendant with our initials. Forged in the shape of a rose. I made it myself. I didn't steal it or anything. Here. Let me put it on you. It suits you perfectly. Ah, but that's the best part, my dear. You won't have to worry about people finding it. Indeed, I've enchanted it, so nobody can see it unless you allow them. Makes it a lot easier to hide, no? And that's why it's perfect. More visions. Oh, yes, that's me from earlier. He's no one. Just the person I met earlier. How are you projecting this anyway? From touching me, right? Still, this is nothing. More loot, per our pact. Pact? That's nothing. Well, you remember how I said it feels like no matter how much I steal, it's just never enough. Most of what I earn goes to him. He's a fae I made a pact with a long time ago. He approached me as a child who had lost everything. Said he could teach me to steal, but I didn't realize it would go to him. I was desperate, and now I can't stop or get out of it. The only way I can stop it is if I marry a royal. What? No! That doesn't mean I've been getting close to you just to break a curse or something. That would be vile. No, Rosebud, please, calm down. I swear it. That's not what I'm doing to you. My feelings are true. You must understand. Please don't think me some con man. Well, yes, I know I am. But not on you. Please, I swear it. I love you.
There, an intruder talking to the air. Seize him.
Damn it. Look, I'll be back. Please believe me. I love you so much. Keep that pendant safe. I'll see you again somehow.
On him. Now!
Oh, hey, settle down, my love. It's me. Wow, I guess you got me that time, huh? Listen, I know you're angry. But I came back, didn't I? See? I'm here. And I love you. I'm here. And I love you. Thank you. Look, baby, I wanted to apologize for running off like I did last night. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that garden isn't better guarded by now. Yeah, I'm fine. Just got a small cut earlier, that's all. Bleeding? Ugh, I thought I took care of all the bleeding. Guess not. I'm fine. honestly. My shirt. Oh, is it really that bad? Yeah, it was a pretty vicious fight. But he looks worse than I do. I, got into a fight with that Fae I mentioned. I wanted to... I tried to kill him so that I could be free of his curse. And prove to you that my love is true. Fae are pretty tricky things, though. That feels good. I always said you would make for a skilled healing mage thing one day, didn't I? Glad that's coming in handy. Stay with you. I am. I'm just a little tired. I don't know if that healing magic is working. Though I feel a little... I love you too. I love you too.